say, okay, after he dived in, he dived in and
swam.
Right. And then you'd say, in the past, I have
swam.
And, I've been there many times and I have
swam
there. And then you'd say, you might ask me, do you know how to
swim?
And if a person went in the water and got caught in a whirlpool and didn't get out, you'd say they
drowned.
Now sometimes you know people dive in the water and land on their stomach. You
call belly buster.
Yes. Sometimes children put their head down. This is a kind of acrobatic stunt. Put their head down on the ground, kick their feet over. You say they're turning a
flip.
Okay. How about, have you ever heard a somersault? Turn a somersault or somerset?
A somersault is you don't put your head down.
Oh, you don't?
Somersault is just a...
Oh, just a kind of a rolling over kind of
thing. Yeah, it's kind of like you hop up and just flip.
And just hop up and flip. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever heard of sometimes when, like you have a bill at a store and you pay it all off at once, sometimes the storekeeper gives you a little gift and says it's for a... Have you ever heard of giving you a bonus? I think that's something they used to do too. Before a baby can walk, it's got to
crawl.
Now, if you were looking at a real tall mountain, you'd say, now that would be a hard mountain to
climb.
But now, last year my neighbor
climbed it.
But I have never
climbed it.
If a child wanted to scare you, and they wanted to, they'd get behind the sofa or something, you'd say they were getting down like this, you'd say they were, getting down like this, you'd say they were
scrunching
down.
Mm-hmm.
How about squatting down?
Stooping down.
And if they wanted to scare you, they might jump out and say,
boom.
And you say, a little child was saying his prayers. He went over beside his bedside and
kneel.
And you might say, I'm feeling tired. I think I'll go to the couch and you might say, he was really, really sick. He couldn't even sit up all day. He just, something in bed, he just
nodded.
Okay, and if you're talking about the fact that he was in bed, you'd say he just...
Oh, lay down. Lie down.
Right. Talking about something you saw in your sleep, you'd say, this is what I
dream.
And you'd say, often when I go to sleep, I
dream.
But I can't always remember what I've
dreamed.
And you might say, now I dreamed I was falling, but just as I was about to hit the ground, I woke up. Now when you do like this on the floor, you'd say you're
stopping.
Somebody saw, like a guy saw a girl at a party alone, and he had a car there, he might say, can I
give you a lift?
Alright. Now if he wanted her to know that he was going to escort her home, he might say, can I
take you home?
Now if you had a car stuck in the mud, you might have to get behind it and
push.
Or you might tie a rope on it
and pull.
If you ever heard anybody say, talk about something real heavy like a suitcase, instead of saying, I carried it, have you ever heard them say, I picked it up and, instead of saying, I picked it up and carried it, they say, I picked it up and lugged it?
Mm-hmm. I lugged it all the way
in.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if a little child was in the kitchen, you might say, now that stove is hot, so
don't touch.
Yeah. If you needed a knife or something, you sent somebody for it, you'd say, go
get the knife.
What kinds of hiding games did you play when you were a child?
Hide and seek.
Yeah.
Honey, honey, bee bar.
Honey, honey. Oh. How'd you play that?
Everybody, one person has to count, honey, honey, bee, 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 I can't see. So you see why the rest of them go and hide.
Uh-huh.